Good afternoon, class. This is Ms. Fisher. Today we're going to talk about numbers and letters. The story I'm going to read you is called Among the Odds and Evens by Priscilla Turner. Far, far away in a whole other part of the world, two adventurers set off from the land of letters in their aerocycle. They had been trekking for a year and a day when out of the blue they developed technical difficulties. X and Y crash landed in the middle of what seemed to be a village. X leaped out of the broken aerocycle and was approached by curious villagers. "Welcome to the Kingdom of Wantu," one of them said. X whipped out his notebook and pen to write down the name on his list of discoveries. "Uncharted on our maps," he said. "And what is the name of this range?" He gestured toward the towering peaks they cycled over. "Why, those are the numerous mountains," answered another villager politely.
"Also uncharted," announced X.
The Wantuis invited X and Y to set up camp right in the middle of Wantu. After many long hours of work on the injured aerocycle, X and Y set aside a day to explore the village.
"My word," said X to Y, "I observe that Wantuis appear to be divided into two distinct groups."
"Why, yes," reported Y, "some Wantuis are orderly and predictable, in short, even-tempered."
"But notice," continued Y, "the other Wantuis, by way of contrast, positively revel in peculiar dress and behavior. One might even call them quite odd."
X agreed. "Indeed, how odd." "All Wantuis seem to enjoy festivities," whispered X to Y.
"Well, yes," agreed Y, "although I sense odd Wantuis are often bored at even functions."
"Do you think this is how some of the odd and evens meet and fall in love?" asked Y.
"I do," concurred X.
That evening, as they dined, Y dropped his fork with a loud clatter.
"By golly, X," he said, "how did we not notice this earlier?"
Puzzled, X asked, "Notice what?"
Y pointed into the restaurant.
"Evens have only even children, yet two odd parents also seem to have only even children."
"You're right," rejoined X. "It is only when one parent is odd and the other is even that we see odd children."
"Most unletter-like," X said. "We must investigate further." X, a straightforward sort of fellow, decided to take the bull by the horns.
"Why don't you odds ever have odd children like yourselves?" asked Y to a startled husband and wife.
The odd couple answered politely, even though they were privately considered the letters rude.
"It's just a fact of number life."
"Well," continued X, "it makes no sense to us. In the land of letters, A's have A's and B's have B's. Everyone has children just like themselves, and that is the way it should be."
"I'm sorry if our ways offend you," Number 3 said politely, "but there's nothing odd about even children being a product of an odd pair. Even you must see that."
"How ghastly," fretted X later that night. "The behavior of these numbers, not at all the sort of thing we're used to. I'll be glad when our aerocycle is repaired and we can return to our civilization." X and Y like to think of themselves as letters of the world. The customs they enjoyed in the land of letters were the only ones they were comfortable with. Beginning the next day, every spare moment not devoted to repairing the aerocycle was spent trying to make the Wantuis see it their way. The letters did not realize that excellent Wantui custom of good manners was the only thing that kept the numbers from calling them rude. One day, the numbers held a secret town meeting.
"I know," said 4 angrily, "that I should let X and Y annoy me, but they do. Imagine them telling us how to raise our children."
"It's worse than that," said 5. "They're telling us what children to have.
And how hard is an aerocycle to fix anyway? Shouldn't they be gone by now?" announced 6.
Finally, the Lord High Mayor, who was truly wise, spoke. "I know it is difficult, but do not allow these aerocycle peddling letters to disrupt the harmony of our village. Trust me, it will all add up in the end."
"The stubbornness of these numbers," complained X to Y. "Have you seen such unwillingness to adapt to new ideas?"
Y shook his head sorrowfully.
"Wait until they hear about this at the Royal Letter Society."
Despite their opinions, they saw no reason to deprive themselves of excellent Wantui hospitality. X really enjoyed even art shows, and Y really liked odd nightlife, and more than one evening found himself galloping till dawn at Club 31. Many months had passed since the day in the letters had crash-landed in the village of Wantu. There really seemed to be no logical reason the aerocycle wasn't up and flying and the letters were on their way. No reason, that is, but one.
"What are you doing here?" asked startled X. "My question exactly," said Y. There was a long, tense silence. Then Y announced dramatically, "I have been living a lie. Every night I undo the day's repairs. I do not want to leave Wan Tu and its merry madcaps." "Why, that is my confession as well," gasped X. "I have come to love this land, its straight roads, tidy homes, and excellent lecture series." "Do you think we've gone native?" asked Y. "I certainly hope so," said X. They celebrated their mutual joy by breaking into dance. Happily, our story does not end here. This is what happened. X and Y did repair their aerocycle, and it went on permanent display in the Wan Tu National Aerocycle Museum. X and Y each married very happily and had many children and grandchildren. Now that we've talked about numbers, let's begin to dissect the story. Please bring a pencil and your notebook and circle up in front of the class.